we're going to see how we can be of further assistance. We'll begin with Carmen and work our way accordingly.
Hello?
Hi, Carmen. Welcome.
Hi. Can I have a message, please?
Of course. Neptune. Every time I tune into Carmen, I get a planet. I get a planet. Neptune. And say your name again, sweetheart.
Carmen.
Begin to know without knowing how it is that you know. Begin to allow that truth to just become one with your consent, with your recommendation. So what they've been teaching me lately is that same thing. So let me explain it. It's I don't put this in words. Apparently my abilities are, they're saying, soaring. And where the confusion comes in is that I'm still in process of denial because I'm still receiving myself in the linear format. And they're saying like the galactic center, they're trying to help me expand. They're trying to help me accelerate. And it has to do with my, they're saying small mechanics. In other words, I'm still receiving myself in form. Well, you know, it's helpful to think I'm in form because then I won't lose my balance when I'm walking. But what they're helping you to do, and say your name again, please, is to realize that you're operating abroad in the now moment. So you're already activated, you're operating abroad. So your mind is going to do like a check and a double check and a triple check, where it's like, how can I possibly know that? It hasn't happened yet, or I don't have physical access. So you're allowing yourself to achieve, they're saying lightly, and that means it's just like what I do. Like, how in the world can I sit here and support others that clearly are not even in my group circle these days? And it's because we have arrived. We're seeing not with the physical eyes, not with the physical ears. Say your name one more time, please. So you're learning how to trust your own availability. So you may meet someone and you're going to instantly know. You're going to know why they suffered as a child. You're going to know what they're doing in Lyria. You're just going to know. It's going to be simple stuff. It's not going to be like life determining stuff. It's just going to be little drips here and there to get you comfortable with your new availability, with your new attunements. And say your name one more time, please.
Carmen.
It's a sort of thing with, thank you, where it may be really, you know, my child really likes to eat this for lunch, so I always make this for lunch. But I suddenly have the awareness that it's time to make a change because they're really ready for some more grown-up cuisine. You don't have any reason to know that, but you're just going to suddenly know that. They're helping you, like things that may not seem very significant or extremely relevant right now, because you're aligning with your power and you're tapping in with your power. And with this comes continued strain. So they're showing me like pulling yourself up on a rope, like an obstacle course. You're building strength, and it's that strength with your own advisory system, with your own advisory council, that's going to bring that further reconciliation, that's going to bring that further advancement. And say your name one more time, please.
Carmen.
You're looking to no other but your own holiness, your own awareness. So in other words, follow traditional teachings or knowings up to a point. So it's a little bit like if you read a tarot card, it just reminds me just like that. So you sit there and you memorize all the cards of the tarot. You have it all memorized. But then when you do the reading, you kind of forget about what they all mean, and you just tune into what you're receiving. That's how you want to take life now. You kind of know the general format. You know what you've been taught. This is how you do this. This is the way to success. But then you allow that all to fade to the background, and you trust your own apparatus. I'll give you a really great example. You know, I go to India. They give me this sit in full lotus position, do this, that, these mantras, ring these bells. but my heart's just calling me to sing a simple song that I knew when I was 7 years old. And I know that's what I should spend my time doing in the morning. And that's my attunement to spirit. So when I honor that own attunement, what I'm aligning with is that awakened consciousness when I was seven. And so for me, it's like you learn everything, you learn the structure, you learn the format, and then let it fade into the background and align with your own knowing. They're teaching you how to trust your own inner communication, which, may I add, is excellent, 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 excellent. That's what you're learning to understand. You understand it, they're saying slightly, if you could imagine that. That's how much more is to come. You understand it slightly. So just imagine what is now. They're saying it's a symphony. They're showing me, I'll leave you with this. I'm looking outside Kennedy Center, where you're standing outside, and you know, you're standing outside the door going in, and you can kind of hear like a little reverberation, like something's going on. They've got a program on tonight. But then when you walk in, and there's the orchestra, and just the melodies. So for you, you're standing outside those doors and you're hearing a little bit of reverberation. That's how much is waiting for your readiness. Make sense?
That's really funny slightly. I feel like I'm inundated with information. I just get so many perspectives. It's so hard to differentiate. Like I'm trying to write and I'm like, okay, this level, that level, this perspective, let's talk about this. It's like, how do you make a paragraph out of so many different perspectives coming in? And then, like, which ones do you honor more than others? Some are more high frequency than others, but some like have to be relatable. It's just...
And say your first name?
Carmen.
You're learning how to receive all entries. I'll give you my example. How do I give a message? Follow spirit. If someone is very attached to separation consciousness and they need assistance, then you're going to couch it in those linear terminologies so they understand it. And you're going to present the offering on that level. If someone is ready to understand it's all them and it's all their consciousness, you present it on that level. If someone is ready for a healing, then literally I'll watch an aunt come out of my higher heart and they just receive their own attunement and the words really are relevant. So you're learning how to receive life. You're learning how to receive truth on all levels, on all exposures. And so there's one last thing I want to say to you, and say your name one more time, please.
Carmen.
I'll say it this way. It's like you're a computer. Like, just think of a missile or whatever, a spacecraft, where they're turning on all the, this has got to be turned on, that's got to be turned on. You're being activated. So it's not even so much what you write now as much as you learning how to receive it all. You learning how to access it, which you're doing very well, may I add. Does that make
okay.
sense?
Yeah, I made myself a promise to get the video out, and today's the last day I can do it.
And say your name one more time, please.
Carmen.
If you want to sing a song of relevance to your friends, in other words, if you're not comfortable or ready to send the video out to YouTube, send it to a group. Send it to us. Send it to your favorite friends and family so that you see yourself administering the goods. It's not about who receives it on the YouTube land. It's all you. It's all you. It's about how you receive you. So as you send it out and you receive yourself in victory, your perception of self is key right now. Are you still breathing?
I already had that idea.
What, sweetheart?
I already had that idea.
You already had that idea?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to go with that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So the last thing, and this is for everyone's teaching. So remember they talked about how we're receiving our own guidance, but we're still in the stage of let me confirm it with three outer sources to be sure what I'm receiving is correct. There you go. There you go. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful light. All right, sweetheart. I'm looking forward to a copy of that, please. All right, Lisa, how may we help you?
Hi, I'm sweetheart.
Sure. God, when I tune into you, I'm like jumping. My energy is like, oh my gosh, I feel like I'm on speed or something. What is going on, my love? One moment, sweetheart. Yeah, you bring me back. You bring me back. Oh, Lordy. And sweetheart, say your first name, please.
Lisa.
And say it one more time.
Lisa.
Greater kindness to the self. Greater kindness to the self. They want me to tell you a story. So the other day, I put my holy foot down and I said, that's it. I'm ready. Whatever it takes, I'm yours, spirit. I am just totally yours. Well, what happened is I had a lot to still learn because I was doing it with force. And what I did was I gave myself a headache. I had just like gotten over. I had gotten over some headaches, you know, just the tail end of the whole divorce and all that lovely process. And so I had just finally healed. And then I came into Council of 12 and, you know, chatting away. And I was like, you know, I can really do this. I know I can. So my point is that what I did was I kind of buckled down as if like I just pushed my way to the top. And of course, my higher self felt it appropriate for me to go right back into the migraine. The reason being is I was bringing forth, I was proceeding out of lack. I was proceeding in terms of I'm somehow separate from what it is I'm trying to gain. And so it was very supportive for me to see that body counsel. In other words, to see my body react to the way I've been treating myself apparently this entire incarnation. So this is about allowance. This is not about push, struggle, prove, climb. This is about surrendering to the love that you are. Surrendering, and say your name again, please.
Lisa.
Surrendering to your oh gosh, how would I put that in words? Well, let me just say, when I'm tuning into you, you're accessing your higher self beautifully. How would I put this in words? You still keep yourself outside the heavenly claim. In English, you're there, but it's like, well, you just stand out in the hallway until you've proven yourself and until you've adjusted yourself, until you've, you know, cleaned yourself up and appropriate. So it equates to my pushing myself, trying to get somewhere. This is about opening up to love's perspective, love's horizon. And say your name one more time, please.
Lisa.
And say it one more time.
Lisa.
The more you can travel with love, the more that you can travel with total awareness that you are already there, that you are already divine. I promise you, you're already dining with masters. I mean, I literally see you at this temple, and you and everyone else has awareness beyond the state of consciousness. So what you're doing is allowing life's luxury. You're allowing life's love's authority. I'm going to leave you with that. It's just sort of like a benchmark is love's authority. Love's authority. You're not trying to do a calculus problem. You're not trying to figure out how to get through a door. You're not trying to make yourself worthy because you already are. And let me say, you've already like touched very high realities. What you're doing is allowing and receiving love's authority. You're allowing yourself to be the embodiment of love, receive the embodiment of love. Your answer key, like I want to buy you a t-shirt and it just says love, because all of this strain, push, I mean, I'm a great example of what not to do, is keeping you from your post. And let me explain that you actually are already there. So this is the reason why Joshua, I don't know if you're seeing him, feeling him, sensing him, but you guys are one. I mean, you could channel Joshua if you so desired. I mean, that energy is just sitting right there for you. So what you're learning to do is relax and come into your own excellence. So the reason that you came after Carmen, so if you remember Carmen's thing, it's realizing she already has it. It's the same thing for you. And for whatever reason, you make it a little bit more difficult still. In other words, instead of just being outside the concert hall, it's like, oh, how do I say this? It's sort of like your mind still believes you have very far to go. And so, unfortunately, if whatever we believe becomes our reality. Now, when I'm saying this, I've got energy coming through my crown chakra that is the best. This is not my energy, my love. This is yours. The best. So what you're learning to do is receive it. What you're learning to do is realize, you can read any book you want, but you don't have to. This is the point. What you're doing is allowing clear receptivity, clear communion. And say your name one more time. Oh, there we go. Two of Cups, sitting there waiting, followed by Ten of Cups. So this is the point. It's like, it's right there. If you want to remember that our beliefs create our experience. So what you want to look at and allow to transmute is your own belief about your entitlement. Your own belief about your entitlement. Drop, to the best of your awareness, any sense of lack, any sense of distance, any, well, I've got to do this and then I've got to do that. Because I promise you, you're already touching your next placement. What you're doing, and say your name one more time, please.
Lisa.
Kindness to self, love to self. You're permitting your own advancement. So as I just shared all this, they're offering you completeness, they're saying. In English, they're offering you guidance. It's a shift. It's an energetic shift where you're going to come to understand, just like Carmen, that wait a minute, I'm already enough. That's what it is in a nutshell, really, to understand you're not trying to be enough. You already are. I want to do one more thing though, my love, and say your name one more time, please.
Lisa.
Now the ego is just going to give us false teachings. That's its job. What you're learning to do, there you go, prosperity begins. You're learning to say yes to yourself. You're learning to say yes to your own climate. You're learning to receive yourself in all your glory. You're not trying to achieve. You're not trying to be perfect. You're not trying to be a good steward of light. You're coming to the awareness that you already are. So just play with that. When I say just, they're going to be helping you. And there's one last thing, and say your name one more time, please.
Lisa.
Same message as Carmen. Start listening to your own awareness. Start listening to your own light. They're saying start achieving your goals rapidly. What they mean by that is realize that you're already a conduit of light. Pay attention to what you're already receiving. There's something where you think you need to keep studying and you're actually already good to go. Well, I just need to learn more. I just got to read one more book, or I don't know what it is. You're actually already good to go. I understand that. I do. I mean, I'll tell you this. It'll make you giggle. So at some point when I was just sort of on the fence, do I trust myself? Do I not? I don't read anyone else's channeling books. I mean, they asked me not to actually, but I went ahead and overrode their instruction. And I purchased a couple books people were talking about, and I read them, and it was like, yeah, I already know this. Yeah, I kind of already know this. And so it was like, wow, okay, I understand now. So in that respect, it helped me to drop that need for, it's almost like avoidance or perfectionism or whatever, but it's almost like a stalling pattern. You're ready. You're ready. Love, love. Allow love to guide you. And say your name one more time, please.
Lisa.
Yeah, I'm just going to leave you with that. Allow love to guide you. It's going to show you. It's going to show you in the moment, not after you do. That's mm-hmm. what you like to do. Not after. In the moment. Have fun. Relax. Have fun. It is very good. You're surrounded by many beautiful teachers of light.
Wow.
Many beautiful
that's
teachers
really
of
good.
Light.
That's really good because I need them really badly right now.
Okay. Did you have a quick question?
A real quick question.
Mm-hmm.
I started Reiki, which I always wanted to do because I have every other certification, and it seemed like that was probably a good time to do it. But so, because I'm learning, and then, you know, I'm learning at the same time about energy and Yeshua and the Essenes and the Pleiadians and everything. I'm learning it all because I love my books. And so when I read my books, I want confirmation. I want to know until they tell me this real truth when I ascend. Like, at least I'll know until then, like, more. But I had my attunement yesterday. It was very interesting. I completely cleared of a lot of energies. I felt really weird last night when I was drumming and dancing, and I felt really weird, like, for a couple hours before 6 o'clock. And then I came home, and I felt really weird, and I meditated and went to bed. And just went to sleep early, and I woke up and everything just was clearing out of my body, and I feel way better now. And I just want to make sure that I can start. I know you already said it, everybody, but like, is it okay for me to start with, is my energy ready to help to attune other people and to, you know, move through other people safely?
Okay.
So that maybe I can help them.
Okay.
Ish.
So so you remember you're the channel of universal love. So it's not you attuning, it's source attuning through you.
Yeah, I know that. I totally know that. Didn't say it.
Right. The reason they wanted you to say it that way is so that you don't burn yourself out, so that you don't use your own energy to claim healing and innocence for someone else, which to be honest, you're able to do that, just so you know. They don't want you to burn yourself out. So they want you to be clear that you're allowing yourself to be a channel for source to work through you. That being the case, then we're back to the beginning teaching when they talked about how, and this is not to put you on the spotlight, this is so that you understand how and are convinced of your readiness. When they talked about how we go to three sources to confirm what it is we already know. So here's your confirmation, my love. Fertility, of course you're ready. Empress, fertility, of course you're ready.
Okay, thank you so much.
Yeah, you're so very welcome. All right, Jolie, how can we help you?
Hello?
Hi, sweetheart, how can we help
Hi
you
there.
Today?
So I guess I don't know. I'm not sure if I, well, maybe I have a question. Let's go with the question.
Okay.
So, boy. So anyway, I'm working kind of like part-time at this shop because of the whole COVID, you know, I used to work full-time, but now the hours are only kind of part-time.
Okay.
So just wondering, I feel like they're going to close down, Nicole, and I'm just wondering, what are you getting?
All right. Say your first name and the shop's first name.
Okay, my name is Jolie, and do you want the whole name of the shop? Well, because that's your name. Well, it's like a first and a second word.
Whatever, however you think of it.
Okay, so, okay, Jolie Spiritual.
Okay, what's the second word of the shop?
Journey.
Okay, thank you. So tell me about your own business, my love.
Oh, well, I mean, you know, I'm trying to get myself off the ground, you know, maybe at some point do like YouTube or do a website or something.
And how is that going?
Kind of not so good right now.
Okay. This is what you're going towards. I feel like the universe is going to support and sponsor you. So if they do ultimately shut, which is one choice that is being considered, I feel like you can find some work here, there, or wherever. Whether it's in a spiritual shop, whether it's cleaning someone's house, like the universe is going to support you. But that being said, I feel like that's only a temporary band-aid on your way. They're showing me like, you know, someone on a journey and it's like, here's some bread and cheese for your journey, but you're on the move. And this is what I see. I see you walking because, all right, so let's talk about, there's a particular order. As much as people are like, can I go first? Sometimes that's hard because the energy follows each reading because it's a light vibration. So we had the first person about to put herself out on YouTube, the second person getting ready to go do Reiki, and here you arrive, person number 30. So there's a hint there. This is your card, my love, universe. It's time to bet on yourself. It's time to trust. If you're hanging out in a spiritual shop doing whatever it is you're doing there, the question is why? How does that reflect your own commodity? How does that reflect your own excellence? The way that you get a garden to grow is to nurture it. It's to give it water, to fertilize it, make sure it's got proper sun exposure. So this is about you getting your feet wet. What do you do, my love? Do you do readings? Do you do energy work? Please tell me.
Right. I do them both, and I do other stuff too, like activations, you know, mostly galactic stuff.
Mostly galactic stuff. And do you have clients?
Well, not really.
And say your first name, please.
Jolie.
When you say Jolie, first of all, it's so beautiful. Second, I just see the card I get is waiting game. So that's basically what you're saying. I don't have a death card. I don't have three of swords. I don't have anything that, I don't have any blocks, in other words, is what I'm trying to say. They're waiting on you. They're waiting on you to spin the wheel and make it possible. When you say Jolie, which is so beautiful every time you say that, I literally see a garden that is blooming. It's like the Queen's Garden or the White House Garden. It is gorgeous. What that's telling me, and I got energy through my entire body, it's waiting now. It almost looks like Fantasia or something, that movie with Mickey Mouse, where things come alive. I have like the flowers coming alive, and what's coming out of those flowers is fifth dimensional harmony. It's fifth dimensional harmony. And it's energy that is needed. Now let me explain something. It's going to help those you serve, and it's also going to help you because it's going to take you in a whole new direction. There is light that wants to travel for you. You are gifted beyond your current understanding. The only way you're going to understand is to start implementing. So that's your answer. I feel like you're going to be covered, whether it's your ideal job or not, whatever occurs, you'll have opportunity to make ends meet. But that being said, you have a higher offering. And when I look at it, it's, oh my gosh, it's almost like that car in that movie Grease where the car goes off into the heavens. But with you, it was drive, like the highway was a rainbow. So it's like you're being taken to higher counsel, to higher vision. You are very gifted. My very strong feeling is once you start, I don't want to say playing, but implementing those results, your life is going to be quite substantially, what would be the word, shifted. So not only are you going to bring forth employment, but that energy is going to shift you. You've got a relationship waiting to come into your life. Are you looking for a relationship, maybe? I'm so glad you said that, because it's waiting for you, but it's coming when you arrive. In other words, there's a lot that is due you, and it's waiting for you to play ball. Does that make sense?
That is so awesome, Nicole.
Awesome. All right, so get to work. You're very talented. You can absolutely make it happen.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Hi, Kelly. How can we help you?
Hi, Nicole. Can I have a message, please?
Sure. Oh, my lovey. You. I don't want to say what you need, so let's say it this way. How to make the garden grow. There's no accident. You came after a garden. You understand that. You need chi. And say your name again, please.
Kelly.
And say it one more time.
Kelly.
Okay, root chakra. You have the higher understanding. I mean, you can whip up sap molasses healing in no time. You have that higher understanding. What you don't have is energetic placement. It's really interesting, because after you, they want me to call in Debbie. And I feel like Debbie's waiting her turn, but I feel like that energetic transition is relevant, because Debbie's got the energy that is holding, embodying that strength, that energy, that relevance. She's planted on Holy Mother Earth, and it's like she's planted on Holy Mother Earth and is extending out her branches. You, on the other hand, my love, are witnessing higher realities. So you're in higher occurrences, your crown chakra, your soul star chakra, I mean complete, but it's the landing gear. So when I look at you, you're missing that energy, you're missing that light, you're missing that staying power. You need that for creative purposes. So this is gonna be, everything looks good, I should be approved, I should be accepted, someone should sign up, and then they don't sign up. And you're like, I don't understand what happened. You need to be able to hold it in magnetically. You need to be able to hold it in energetically. And this is where you're about to come on board. So step one, root chakra. Root chakra day and night, my love. So go on Google, have fun, but play with it. Like, play in the sand, put your feet on the ground, and you know, get dirty, roll around, who cares what the neighbors think. Do whatever is required for you to stake your claim and say, I am here. For you to feel comfortable being in your body. Whatever happened, my feeling is it was probably intense, because it feels to me like you like to hover above the body, and it's just your safety gear. Well, you're very skilled and you're very good at it. The problem is it's hard to achieve your goals and still do that, because you have to shine your light. You have to be exposed. And this is where exposure didn't work out so well for you in the past. So you're going to be retraining yourself. You're going to be teaching yourself. Just think of like a sapling that's put in the ground that eventually becomes the oak tree. You want to get comfortable, go play with some trees, hang out with trees, and look at their power. Look at their presence. Look at how it's like, here I am. And if you put your house too close to me, my roots will mess with your plumbing. Here I am. I am here. I am solid. And I am steady. So really work with your body periodically through the day and see, feel it. Feel your fingers, feel the ground. Am I present? Am I here? You tend to like to check out. You like to be flighty. It was a skill you developed, and you're really quite excellent. It also makes you who you are. So it's not a negative. It brings forth great witness. It brings forth great gifts. What you want to do is land, because you want that vitality, because that vitality is what's going to bring you your creation. It's going to bring heaven to earth. You're going to write a book and you want that vitality, you want to be seen, you want to be heard, because then the publisher is going to say, yes, I have a good feeling about you, and they'll publish your book. And say your name one more time, please.
Kelly.
Yeah, everything I just said. Chi, chi, chi. It may not be so bad to do some Qigong practices. So if some of those feel appealing, I have a link. I can send you the link of what I do. And he's very cute too. So it's something fun to watch. But you want that energy. You want that chi. Anything where you're collecting that chi. Let me just pull a final outcome card for you. And say your name again, please.
Kelly.
You got it going on. You just got to land it now. And say your name one more time, please.
Kelly.
You're going to ace it. You're going to ace it. Crown chakra, joy, and stability. You have a lot to share on this planet. So just to have fun with it. Imagine you're training for the Olympics. Have fun with it. Don't make it a struggle or a chore. Make it a responsibility. I'm training for the Olympics. Got to get in shape. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
Awesome. Awesome, awesome.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Hi, Miss Debbie. Debbie somehow knew she was going next. Okay, I muted you, sweetheart. I'm so sorry. So you're going to have to unmute.
There I am. Is that good?
Hi. How can I help you, sweetheart?
Well, I was listening to everybody, and I, of course, knew that I was going to be coming closer to,
the
end, because I feel like a lot of what everyone is talking about, I sometimes get, not all the time. And I guess I'm looking for a message for my highest and best good, because I recently got diagnosed with a form of Lyme's disease, and that has screwed with my energy, I think.
Oh, wow.
And under treatment for it, definitely getting better, but, you know, I think it has interfered a little bit, and, you know, just looking to figure out, like, what's next.
Okay. Give me one quick second.
Sure.
I don't want to lose the recording, and I'm about to lose my battery, so hold on a second.
No problem.
Whatever.